Isaiah chapter 42. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delighteth, I have put my spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the Gentiles. He will not cry, nor lift up his voice, nor cause it to be heard in the street. A bruised reed will he not break, and a dimly burning wick will he not quench. He will bring forth justice in truth. He will not fail nor be discouraged, till he have set justice in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Thus saith God Jehovah, he that created the heavens, and stretched them forth, he that spread abroad the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that work therein, I, Jehovah, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thy hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, for a light of the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. I am Jehovah, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise unto graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth I tell you of them. Sing unto Jehovah a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth, ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles, and the inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness, and the cities thereof lift up their voice, the villages, that Kedar doth inhabit, let the inhabitants of Seller sing, let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto Jehovah, and declare his praise in the islands. Jehovah will go forth as a mighty man, he will stir up his zeal like a man of war. He will cry, yea, he will shout aloud, he will do mightily against his enemies. I have long time holden my peace, I have been still, and refrained myself. Now will I cry out like a travailing woman, I will gasp and pant together. I will lay waste mountains and hills, and dry up all their herbs, and I will make the rivers islands, and will dry up the pools. And I will bring the blind by a way that they know not, in paths that they know not will I lead them. I will make darkness light before them, and crooked places straight. These things will I do, and I will not forsake them. They shall be turned back, they shall be utterly put to shame, that trust in graven images, that say unto molten images, hear our gods. Hear, ye deaf, and look, ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind, but my servant? Or deaf, as my messenger that I send? Who is blind as he that is at peace with me, and blind as Jehovah's servant? Thou seest many things, but thou observest not. His ears are open, but he heareth not. It pleased Jehovah, for his righteousness' sake, to magnify the law, and make it honourable. But this is a people robbed and plundered. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith, restore. Who is there among you that will give ear to this? That will hearken and hear for the time to come. Who gave Jacob for a spoil, and Israel to the robbers? Did not Jehovah? He against whom we have sinned, and in whose ways they would not walk, neither were they obedient unto his law. Therefore he poured upon him the fierceness of his anger, and the strength of battle, and it set him on fire round about, yet he knew not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to heart.